Good afternoon, and welcome to our broadcast. We, the Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church, bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are so happy to have you join us today. I'm Pastor Cedric A. Polnitz, Sr. We hope and pray that this ministry will encourage you today and for many days to come. So now, without any further ado, let's go to our sermon of the day. God bless you.
Things will work out fine. We love you. We thank you for what you have done already in our lives. And Lord, we're going to give you praise in advance for what you're about to do in our lives. Yes, yes, we give you glory and we give you the honor for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 The sun is going to shine if I hold out. Amen. God bless you. Amen. My brothers and sisters, if you have your Bibles, let us go back to our sermon series found in 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Amen. Good to see our visitors coming in. God bless you. Thanks for being with us on today. Amen. I have a gift for you. Since the visitors are coming, I like giving stuff away, so I'll give y'all some gifts before we leave today. Amen. Thank you for being with us. 2 Timothy chapter 2. And in our sermon series, we've been talking about, it's all about the love of Jesus. It's all about the love of Jesus. Last week, we talked about, this is the reason why I serve him. This is the reason why I serve him. I serve him because of his love for us. Amen. His love for you, his love for me. And so, as we piggyback off of last week's message, we want to talk to you from the subject, from the topic, from the text. Oh, how he loves you and me. Oh, how he loves you and me. So let us go to 2 Timothy chapter 2, and we're going to begin reading with verse number 8. And you can stand when you find it so that we can show reverence to God's word. 2 Timothy chapter 8. And I apologize to the media team. I've been running crazy for the last 3 or 4 days. And then I had a concert on last night, so I didn't get a chance to send in any information. But they do have it up on the screen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. That's good. Verse number 8. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. We'll stop right there. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Oh, how he loves you and me. One of the most soothing songs that we used to sing, and I still love to sing this song, is Oh, how he loves you and me. This song starts out by saying, oh, how he loves you and me. He gave his life. What more could he give? Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you and me. Jesus to Calvary did go. His love for mankind to show. What he did there brought hope from despair. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you and me. So today, family, I've come to encourage someone that God will never leave us nor forsake us. God had you on his mind this morning. Amen. You know why? Because you woke up this morning. Amen. Amen. He had you on his mind. So just remember, God will never leave us nor forsake us. His love will never cease. You can lean and depend on him. God won't forget like some of us men or women do, right? Amen. He won't forget. You know, I make a promise to you, but I might forget the promise that I've made to you. But God won't forget, oh yeah, his promises. There's a song that Tone sings, and it says, God has not forgot. God has not forgot. If he said that he would do it, it will come to pass. Can somebody stand on his promises today? Oh, yeah, if he said he's going to make a way, yeah, I want you to know, yeah, it will come to pass. Yeah, sometimes you may have to wait a little while, but it will come right on time. Yeah, God has not forgotten about you. Yeah, he won't forget your faithfulness. He won't forget your struggles. He won't forget the persecutions that you're going through. Yeah, he won't forget your devotion to him. And my brothers and sisters, when you give God your best, God gives you his best. Yeah, can somebody say, oh, how he loves you and me. Yeah, yeah. There's a song that we also sing in the church that said, oh, how I love Jesus. Why? Because he first loved me. Yeah, it's all about the love of Jesus. So 2 Timothy, my brothers and sisters, in our scripture, chapter 2, verses 8 through 13. In our lesson today, it's a lesson to remind the saints that you will be rewarded for your dedication. That's why you got to keep coming to church. That's why you got to stay on your knees in prayer. That's why you got to let your light shine, because you will be rewarded for your dedication. Yeah, and just like in this lesson, Paul encourages Timothy that your faithfulness and your dedication to spreading the good news won't go unnoticed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It will be rewarded. I know on the job sometimes you do something good. Oh, yeah, it seems like your deeds go. Come on, somebody. You do something good, sisters, for the husband at home, and you're waiting for that. Come on now. You're waiting for that praise from the husband, and it seems like all of your efforts go unnoticed. Amen. But I come to tell you, I'm not just going to pick on the sisters, but the brothers too. Amen. Brothers, you know we do all the work. We sweat and strive all week long, working 50, 60 hours. We come on. We just want a little loving. And sometimes, oh, come on now. Y'all going to talk back to me. Our efforts go unnoticed. But I come to tell you in this scripture, Paul is telling Timothy to stay faithful to your call, because God will reward you for your deeds. He will reward you for your works. Yeah, see, in other words, I want to make God happy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to make God happy by serving God and by serving his people. That's why I come to church. That's why I help people, you know, in private, because they say when you give in secret, God will reward you openly. Come on, somebody. We talked about this in Sunday school this morning. I don't have to wait until Thanksgiving and Christmas to go down to the homeless shelter. I can help the homeless all year long. You know, that's why some churches go on Thanksgiving and Christmas so they can get their names put in lights. Amen. You know, the church of the so-and-so-and-so was at the home. Oh, okay, I'm going to leave that alone. Amen. But my brothers and sisters, yeah, just know, my brothers and sisters, that serving God and serving his people will pay off after a while. Yeah, keep on keeping on, y'all. Stay in the race. Yeah, the sun is going to shine. Yeah, if you hold out. Yeah, see, just know. Oh, he said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Just know it won't be like this always. Yeah, this world is not my home. I'm just passing by. And on my way to heaven today, my brothers and sisters, I come to let you know that Paul is telling Timothy to stay with the Lord. Don't give up. Don't let the ways of this world pull you down. Yeah, because if you look at the news, if you're not careful, if you ain't got a solid foundation, the ways of this world will pull you down. You'll get depressed worrying about what's going on overseas. You'll get depressed worried about government shutdowns. You'll get depressed. Well, I come to tell you, God was here before the government was. And he was feeding then, and God will still feed us. Yeah, hallelujah. Before welfare, guess what? It was God. Come on, somebody. Amen. That's what's wrong with some of us now. We're waiting on amen. I'm messing with people. I'm sorry. Amen. See, don't let this world pull you down. Don't let this world discourage you. What Paul was telling Timothy, it says, remember, son, endure to the end. Yeah, don't give up. And this word endure means to hold out, means to continue to last. Yeah, fight and strive. In other words, it's a battle. Yeah, and y'all know what a battle is, right? A battle, my brothers and sisters, when you take a little bit of ground and then you rest. You take a little bit of more ground and you rest. See, you can't eat an elephant in one day. Come on, somebody. If you want to eat an elephant, you got to eat an elephant a little piece at a time. And if you want to take on, oh yeah, the troubles of this world, oh, I come to tell you, we can't fix the whole world at one time, but what we can do is save one soul at a time. If you save one soul, if you touch one person on your job, if you touch one person on your basketball team, if you touch one person on your soccer team, you have done a lot for the kingdom. Yeah. Yeah, endure, hold out, continue, fight, and strive to do the Lord's work. Because he loves you and me. And our works will not go unnoticed. See, I'm looking for him to tell me, well done, thy good and faithful servant. And see, I'm doing it because I'm not doing it to try to satisfy man. Yeah, because that's what we should be doing anyway. We ought to be trying to satisfy God instead of trying to satisfy man. Because, you know, that's why a lot of us don't go to church, because we're trying to satisfy man. Well, they're going to call me a holy roller. I ain't going to church. Well, I don't read my Bible at work because they won't come around and talk to me during break time. Baby, I don't care what men may do or say. I'm going to stay. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, on the battlefield for the Lord. Yeah, I'm not here to satisfy man. Amen. I like having friends, but I ain't here to make friends. Come on now. You see what I'm saying? Amen. I'd rather step on your toes and get you right than to brush it under the rug and you both and I go to hell. Come on, somebody. Yeah, and when we preach the gospel and when we carry his word forth, I'm looking for that reward because he's already paid the price. And all I got to do is give my best for him. Yeah, God loved you and me so much that he left heaven and put on a fleshly body. Come on, somebody. You mean a God that's got everything, that controls everything, that owns everything, took off his royal, come on somebody, and came down here for a little old dirty something like me. Come on somebody. He put on a body of flesh to live like me, to be tempted like me, to see all of the troubles and persecutions that I go through like me. He did that for you and me. And that's love. That's true love. Yeah, God loved us that he gave us his best. And my brothers and sisters, Timothy is telling us today that even though we experience the ups and downs in life, just know that when we go through our ups and downs, that's a process of molding. It's a process of making us better. It's a process, you know, you can't have gold
unless the gold has to be tried by the fire. Oh, come on, somebody. Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me today. You can't have pottery unless the potter has to mold and sometimes has to break it in order to shape it. And sometimes when you're going through your trials and situations in your marriage, and when you're going through your trials and your situations with your money, when you're going through trials and situations in life, just know that all God is doing is making you. That's what Timothy is trying to let us know today. Paul was telling Timothy when he wrote this letter. He said, when we go through our ups and downs, I want you to know that your suffering won't go unnoticed. Oh, come on, somebody. Yeah, see, that's why 10, 15 years ago, somebody said something to you kind of cross-eyed. Amen. 10, 15 years ago, you'd be done went cross-eyed back at them, right? Amen. But now, because God has sent you through some processes, because God has shaped you a little bit better, the same thing that used to bother you 5, 10, 15 years ago don't bother you now. Yeah. Why? Because God, oh yeah, he's working on me. Yeah. And when you go through, oh yeah, all he's doing is shaping you and making you and getting you ready for eternity. Yeah, I'm gonna mash all that mess out of you. I'm gonna squeeze all of that stuff out of you. I can't have nasty attitudes in heaven. I can't have, oh yeah, humbugging in heaven. I can't have all of these sins in heaven. I gotta mash that stuff out of you. Oh, and when you hit rock bottom, my brothers and sisters, yeah, just know that there is a rock at the bottom. Woo! Come on, somebody. Yeah. And I come to tell you, yeah, when you're in trouble, oh, yeah, I heard Whitney Houston say, I can go to the rock. Yeah. When everything else fails, I can. Yeah, so when God is sending me through my process, somebody say process. Process. Amen. When that boss comes by your desk tomorrow, amen, and gives you two extra, amen, whatever it is that you got to do, just remember, that's just a process. Woo-saw, woo-saw. Amen. I ain't going to cuss him out today. Amen. I'm just going through the process. God is trying to make me. Oh, yeah. Yeah. When they cut you off in traffic on the way home, you know you're trying to get home so you can eat dinner and sit down and watch Monday Night Football. But when they cut you off and then you find out that it'll cause an accident down the road and you're sitting on the interstate, it's just the process. God is just getting me ready. Amen. CJ. It's just a process. Yeah. When they lay you off, yeah, just know sometimes God closes one door so he can open. Yeah, he'll close one door, yeah, so he can open another. Yeah, for you. Yeah. See, yeah, he's molding us. And he's making us to who he wants us to be. Yeah, see. And now, instead of taking things into our own hands, we put it in God's hands. Oh, come on, somebody. You know you want to tell them and tell them real good. But you all right? You just say, that's all right. God's going to take care of that. Amen. All right, y'all ain't going to talk back to me. Has anybody ever been there where you just had to say, I can't handle it, but I know a God that can. Yeah. Yeah. Verse 11 through 13 says, yeah, this is a true saying. If we die with him, we should also live with him. Oh, come on, somebody. That means if we live a lifestyle of Christianity like Jesus, because he died, when he lives, we get up with him. Come on, somebody. And because he got up, oh, come on now. Y'all better talk back to me. Because he took victory from death and the grave, we have victory in life. Yeah, verse 12 says, if we continue to endure, we shall also rule with him. I come to tell you, my brothers and sisters, yeah, when we identify with Christ and his suffering, when you go through your ups and when you go through your downs, all God is doing is getting you ready for heaven. Come on, somebody. Because y'all know we didn't come here to stay. Ah, y'all better talk back to me today. That's why every step I take is getting a little shorter. Ah, come on now. That's why in my 20s, I had a head full of hair. Oh, y'all know better? Come on, somebody. But now, oh, hallelujah, I had to do a little amen. Amen. Keep that gray from getting, amen. But it's still showing right here around my chin. I can't keep that gray from coming. But I come to tell you, all God is doing is reminding you and me that we didn't come here to stay. He's getting us ready. Amen. He's getting us ready. Yeah. See, and one day we shall rule with him. Yeah, I don't care what this world does to you. I don't care what they say to you at school. I don't care what they're trying to teach you in biology. Amen. I don't care what they're trying to teach you. Oh, hallelujah, in college. Yeah, one day, yeah, they're going to have to, oh, yeah, see him for themselves. Yeah, if we deny him, verse number 12 says we, oh, hallelujah, he will also deny us. And I don't want the Lord to deny me. I want to hear him say, well done. Yeah, heard the clock sister say, I don't want my living to be in vain. Yeah, I don't want my singing to be in vain. That's why, my brothers and sisters, I thank him for his love that he has for you and for me. Now, brothers and sisters, remember, as we talked about our history last week, that Paul is encouraging us. And he's encouraging Timothy from a jail cell. Yeah. Y'all didn't catch that. Here this man is supposed to be in jail. Y'all know what jail folks, let me take that back, because today, they got everything in jail now today. They got cell phones, they got TVs, they got weight benches, they got everything in jail now. But what Paul is saying, I'm writing this letter from jail, hallelujah, to encourage you. Yeah, don't give up. As he writes this letter to his son, Timothy, his son in the ministry, Paul is encouraging him to remember that you are a servant of the Lord. And as I get ready to close, we close out with verse number 13. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. Can somebody say faithful? In other words, God will still be God. Amen. You ain't got to come to church. Guess what? God is still going to be God. You ain't got to call his name. Guess what? God is still going to be God. Whether if the world accepts him or not, whether if we accept him or not, God is still going to be God. His word is still going to be the truth. I remember a song that Bishop Patterson sang. He says, I know the Bible is right and somebody's wrong. And I come to tell you, my brothers and sisters, whether if you accept his word or not, yeah, if you don't accept it, that means somebody's wrong. And I come to tell you, yeah, I love him so much that I got to give him all I got. That's why I holler on Sunday morning. That's why I run all week long. That's why I lift my hands in the sanctuary. Why? Because he's been just that good. And whether if you like it or not, God will still be God. Yeah, Colossians 3 and 23-24 says, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as unto the Lord and not unto me. In other words, I ain't looking for you to pat me on the back. I'm looking for God to tell me that I did my job for him. Amen. And verse 24 says, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive a reward. Somebody say reward. I told you, keep on keeping on. You may not get your reward down here. They may not pat you on your back down here. But just know, one day God shall give us a just reward. Yeah, because we serve and we live for Jesus Christ. Yeah, I come to tell you, my brothers and sisters, as I get ready to take my seat, I want to ask a question. How many of y'all are encouraged now? Yeah, I don't know what you dealt with before you came in. Amen. But I hope that you're encouraged now as you leave the house today. I come to tell you to go on in Jesus' name. Yes, even if nobody else goes with you. Yeah, I told you, God's word is still going to be God's word. Whether if they like it or not. If nobody else goes with you, if nobody else pats you on your back, guess what? Oh, yeah, sometimes you got to encourage your own self. Yeah, yeah, if nobody else will walk with me, I'll walk with you, Lord. If nobody else talk to me, I'll talk to you, Lord. If, yeah, yeah, sometimes you got to encourage yourself. Yeah, that's why we've got to tell the world that Jesus sent his son to reconcile the relationship between God and mankind. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you and me. So if you're here today, my brothers and sisters, and you don't have Jesus as your Lord and Savior, come now while you have a chance. Oh, how he loves you and me. He gave his life. What more could he give? Can somebody say amen? Can somebody say amen?
Amen?
Yeah. What more can he give? He gave everything. He gave his life for you. He gave his life for me. And when we suffer, just remember, all he's doing is getting us ready to take us back to glory so that we can be with him forever. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you and me. Let us stand. The doors of God's church is now open. He loves you. He wants to save you. He wants to reconcile the relationship with you once again. All you have to do is make the first step, and he will do the rest. Come now. This is your opportunity to give your life to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Once again to you, our radio listening family, we thank you for tuning in to the Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church Sunday afternoon broadcast. Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church is located 7628 Highway 52, Orlando, Tennessee. Our phone number is 615-654-2549. And remember, God is great and greatly to be praised. Have a wonderful and blessed evening.